on Monday mornings. We always hear from R.W. Estella, who comes to us with a word in Edgewise. Good morning, R.W.
For just a few seconds, about an hour or so ago, the broken cloud cover parted long enough for me to see the waning crescent moon with bright regulus of Leo to the lower left and Mercury eastward to the lower right. Whenever I'm blessed with these pre-dawn glimpses of celestial bodies, my thoughts immediately follow my gaze back into the nether reaches of time. I begin wondering things such as, what might it have been like to see this skyscape millions of years ago while standing in the same spot, with no dining room window to look through, no patio to stand on, no garden or woodpile surrounding me as I stood waiting for the sunrise to displace the night. On such occasions, I'm not necessarily bound briefly inland from the main coast, or even to North America at all. I can easily imagine myself, say, in South America, in Peru, for example, contemplating how life might have been in prehistoric times. These mental travels serve a number of useful purposes, among them a greater appreciation than I might ordinarily foster for my existence in the here and now. The other day, for instance, I was thinking about a world long gone where the general proportion of things might have been more than a little disconcerting on a daily basis. Researchers funded by the National Science Foundation and the National Geographic Society recently discovered fossils belonging to a penguin that once roamed what is now Peru about 36 million years ago. Estimated to have been about 5 feet tall and to have weighed twice as much as the average emperor penguin of today, the newly discovered penguin has been given the name Incayacu Paracasensis, or Water King. Picturing myself among beasts, even ones we usually think of as being somewhat docile, that were roughly twice the size of the descendants we're used to seeing now, had me grateful in many ways for the world we've got now, despite the constant concerns of one sort or another pressing us at the moment. We hear frequently of late that economically we continue to cope with a recession, regardless of what some politicians would have us believe. Various economic forecasters such as Robert Reich, former Secretary of Labor under President Clinton, go even further with the gloom. He says that we shouldn't expect things to improve much anytime soon. He's got a new book out titled Aftershock, that delves deeply into why the current efforts at recovery are not likely to produce great change, all puns intended. Yesterday, my 33-year-old son Gabriel called. We had one of those memorable chats that continued for hours until the batteries on our cell phones started squawking. The topics were far-ranging, although they seemed mostly connected to a common strand of his seeking reassurance from me that his struggles and his lot in life currently are all right, and nothing to be worried about. I mentioned the 5-foot-tall penguin I'd read about, and Gabe said, "You know, Dad, as long as it didn't think you were a fish, everything would probably be okay." Ah, youth, I love the way they can keep everything in perspective. From Orono, Maine, have a great day.